WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming ABC on the News, Civic
I'm
Media
Lionel
app.
Moise. Hollywood shutting down with actors now officially on strike Friday. Members of the Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA, will join screenwriters in the first joint strike in more than six decades, shutting down all production in the entertainment industry. This after unions could not come to an agreement with film and TV producers over higher pay, protections against the use of artificial intelligence, and streaming residuals.
The actors are on strike. They're on the picket lines as of today. They're out there, although they've been out there in support of the Writers Guild, but they are out there with their own signs, picketing all the studios, not working, shutting everything down. Although, again, because of the writer's strike that's been going on for the last more than 2 months, most production is shut down. In L.A., there's almost nothing going on.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Vermont is bracing for even more rain after deadly flooding battered the state this week. For the first time, a birth control pill will be available over-the-counter, the FDA approving Opill. This is ABC News. The L.A. County Medical Examiner has officially determined how singer and songwriter Lisa Marie Presley died. ABC's Alex Stone.
Lisa Marie Presley died at a Los Angeles hospital after she was rushed there by paramedics on January 12th. They responded to a 911 call of a woman in cardiac arrest at her home in Calabasas. Earlier in the day, she had complained of abdominal pains. But until now, it wasn't clear what killed Presley. The L.A. County Medical Examiner says Presley died from a small bowel obstruction that was a known side effect from previous bariatric surgery. Her death has been ruled as being natural. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Cannabis-related emergency room visits for young people spiked in the pandemic and have still remained high. A new study also finds visits were higher for females compared to males. Researchers say the increase means that parents need to be made aware that all cannabis products need to be securely stored away. This as is becoming more widely available nationwide. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Terry, I hear my mic, but I don't hear.
...of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a rainy Thursday here in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. We needed the rain. Dom, I need you. I hear a little echo, but see if you can join me on the air. No Dom yet. Let's try it again. We got Terry Bell. Oh, there's no, just a little more echo.
Isn't live radio fun?
Hi, Terry Bell. How are you?
Oh, my crew. I'm great.
How you are have you? Been pressed into production.
So it would seem.
At the very last minute. Well, that's not Dom. I, Dom, am going to start without you. I see you. You're looking damn sexy. As soon as you can join, just keep talking. At some point, Dom will join the program. But I had a... Oh, now I'm back to echoing.
Yeah. Trying to bring Dom up. No luck so far.
I'll work along without him. The best shows are the ones where Dom can be seen, but not heard. Here is where I'm leading. He's flashing me. He's flashing me, people. He's trying to stay connected to the show in the only way possible by giving me nightmares, PTSD, perhaps. Here's the headline. Here's my lead. Former Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the Jets to be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks. Why is this even a story for politics? Because this is compelled indentured servitude by the Jets. Let me read just a little bit here. Glenn Hill over at the Washington Post. The NFL and NFL Films chose the New York Jets to be featured this year in HBO's Hard Knocks. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. The cable network's annual training camp documentary series, according to a report from ESPN. The team, which reports to training camp next Wednesday, has appeared on Hard Knocks before, being showcased in the summer of 2010. And while Coach Robert Saleh last month said he didn't want the team to be featured, the Jets were one of four teams, along with the New Orleans Saints, Chicago Bears, and Washington Commanders, who could be compelled under league rules established in 2014 to participate in the series. Why those four teams? I hear you. I wish I could hear you, Dom. I know you got good stuff to say. But anyways, apparently they're being compelled. Teams can opt out of appearing on Hard Knocks if they have a first-year coach, have made the playoffs in each of the previous two seasons, or had appeared on the show in the previous 10 seasons. The Jets were perhaps the most appealing of the candidates after they acquired four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers in April. Doesn't sting at all. Among other storylines entering Jets camp are the development of 2021 number two overall pick quarterback Zach Wilson. It's going to make it very difficult on old man Aaron Rodgers, my understanding. Defensive lineman Quinnen Williams, contract status, reigning defensive rookie of the year quarterback Sauce Gardner, and offense coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. I don't care about any of those people. Just Aaron Rodgers and keeping Dom absent from this broadcast. Those are the two most important things as far as I'm concerned. Oh, now he's giving me the finger. It is visual profanity. Thank God we're an audio-only product. The people would be so offended with you right now. You're like angry Joe Biden at this moment. I see you raging against the machine, the tech. Just more Crudy echoes. The Jets opened last season strong, winning five of their first seven games before a late-season collapse. Saw them losing the final six. Ooh, that's got to sting. The team finished 7-10, a three-win improvement from 2021 in Saleh's second season. And with A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are striving for the type of success they've recently experienced. The last time they appeared on the show, Rex Ryan was the head coach. Months after an AFC championship loss to the Indianapolis Colts, there's more than one Colt, the team opened the 2010 season with a championship expectation, while at the same time dealing with all-pro cornerback Darrell Revis's holdout. The Jets would finish that season 11-5, again reach the AFC championship game before losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, that would be a refreshing outcome for Aaron Rodgers, losing the AFC championship game for a change. Anyways, the Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets. And Aaron Rodgers, he used to be our guy. That was our guy. Well, apparently they're going to be featured in Hard Knocks. That broke just a few minutes ago, so I thought I'd share it with you, our fair audience. But turning the headlines locally, right here to our backyard, great state of Wisconsin, also sports-related, very political. Two Republican bills would ban transgender women and girls from competing in female sports. Well, I got a little off track here with Dom being seen but not heard, like a good child. you know I'm saying it. He can hear me. He just can't contribute. You know, it's eating him up inside. Got a fine guest with or without Dom joining at 4:30 today. Republican. Although I don't know if he leads with that anymore. He was the twice elected Republican majority leader, Wisconsin State Senate. He's a friend of ours, has been for a number of years, probably going on a decade now. Dale Schultz has been coming on the Devil's Advocates radio show. And I found myself traveling this beautiful state that we live in, the great state of Wisconsin, today, driving through the raindrops. It was like torrential rain. I came through Richland Center earlier today. I was talking to Dale, and I got a little north in the coulees. It was like a salmon trying to swim up river. It was torrential, I'm telling you. It was torrential. But there is an event happening in Richland Center tonight at 5:30 during our happier happy hour. And that event is a patriotic millionaire event. And they're encouraging people from Richland County to come out and eat a free meal. And I know they say there's no such thing as a free meal, Crudy. Tonight, my understanding, absolutely free, no strings attached. They want to have dinner conversations. I know. This seems quite rare and strange. I mean, it's been a long time since we invited people of all political stripes to come to dinner. Somebody else is buying. They're providing the meal. And it is to help spur conversation in the community of Richland Center. And I know my friend Dale Schultz, he's just as curious as I am about what the outcome will be. What will be the tone of the conversation? Well, these patriotic millionaires, and my understanding is, they're here to talk tax policy. That's what Dale was telling me. You know, so nothing like a little chicken and tax policy. But it's supposed to be very informative. And many, many people are not, they're not aware of tax policy. And they're not aware of how these things are set into motion. And obviously, much of politics is about who pays the taxes and who's exempted from the taxes. So, we're going to support this event. And the curious Crudy and the also curious Dale Schultz, we're going to have a conversation. And if the rain lets up, I'm going to show up for the social hour a little bit later. The event starts at 5:30, my understanding. First the eating, and then the conversing, and then they're going to open it up to question and answers, and then they're going to have a, you know, a community social hour, 7 to 8 p.m. That is happening in Richland Center tonight. We'll give you a few more details when Dale joins us at 4:30 today. But from the, you know, the pop cultural sports lead, Aaron Rodgers, the New York Jets are going to be featured on Hard Knocks. We got the hard cases of the Wisconsin GOP sticking it to the transgender children. And their newest legislative pieces have 0% chance of becoming law, at least under the current dynamic with a Democratic governor who assures us, assures the press, assures Wisconsinites he has no appetite for this sort of, let's call it, malarkey. But the two Republican bills, as the headline reads over at the Journal Sentinel, two Republican bills would ban transgender women and girls from competing in female sports. This is what's being circulated. I'm going to just get it started here while there's still time in this first segment. Wisconsin Republicans released two proposals Wednesday that would ban transgender girls and women from participating in female sports at every grade level. And in college. Outright ban. If these Republicans got their way. The bills, authored by Republican Rep. Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc. And wait for it. This one's going to get under Dom's skin. And Senator, the newly elected Dan Canodal of Germantown. That's your Senator Dom. I can see you fired up about it. And it would bar male and transgender female students attending public and private K-12 schools, the University of Wisconsin system campuses, and state technical colleges would ban them from competing in sports designated for females. The measures also would require schools and campuses to designate athletic teams or sports as falling into one of three categories based on the sex of the participating pupils: male, female, or co-ed. And I'm going to slow you down just for a minute here, Republicans. Now, I participated in a few of the sports, the extracurricular activities. And you know what? Females were allowed to participate in male sports like football. There was, in my hometown, I actually graduated from Mount Horeb, there had been a history. There was a young lady that played on the high school team. And in fact, we know someone that was a quarterback on her high school team in Florida. The lovely Mrs. Josepecki. See, I'm waiting for Dom. I'm thinking you're going to jump in here, not just look sexy. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll come back. We'll talk more. Dom will join us at some point. He's flexing. Flex up, buddy. Fella. You don't even know what I'm going to call you next. Could be profane. I think I'm doing an amazing job keeping my cool under the circumstances. You know I'm not really known for that. I'm sort of an angry Joe character normally. Let's come back. More Devil's Advocates. A Thursday edition that's only going to get better. I promise.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
that. I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 64. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows around 65. Partly cloudy. Temps near average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Thunderstorms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW. Yeah!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I have been so distracted. Dom corrects me. It's only Wednesday, man. I know you're laughing at me. If you could see Dom. And I can see Dom. And Dom is laughing at me. Because I was a little distracted. And I misspoke. Because no one's ever done that on this show prior to me doing so today. Apparently, it's Wednesday all day. I should know that. The Maggie Dawn show is coming on after our fine show. And we hope. And the Empowered Caregiver Show, which plays at 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights. Well, that's going off a little bit later, we would hope. And, of course, Rick Smith, he goes off network-wide at 8 o'clock. And we're expecting a fine guest a little bit later in this show, Dom, about 4:30. Although we might delay the guest's arrival under current circumstances. But in the meantime, man, I'm jumping back into the malfeasant governance of these Republicans. The bills, these are Republican bills. They're anti-transgender bills. And, you know, we did a little bit of math on this. You know, I'd like to think they're trying to solve some actual problem. So I started looking it up. I started, you know, looking up how many transgender athletes actually compete in sports. How many? According to the Associated Press, and this article dates from April of 2023, so a few months ago, at that time, according to the Associated Press, there were 15 transgender athletes competing in high school sports. Only two of those 15 athletes were competing as girls, according to an article by the Associated Press. That's across the nation, female athletes. Two transgender female athletes competing on the high school level. A little bit more coverage here from the Newsweek. They also quote this source, the Associated Press. On the same day, the U.S. House passed a bill. The North Carolina House passed a bill that also banned transgender athletes from competing in girls' sports. And of course, the Wisconsin legislature, at least a couple of Republicans, Barbara Dietrich, and Dom's new senator, Dan Knoedl, they've got a legislative piece that would do the same here. Would ban male athletes or transitioning female athletes from competing in female sports on the K through 12 level in both state and private college systems. So both high school and college. Dom, join me, man. I hear your part. Well, not yet, but I think you'll be coming very soon. I think we've got a tech breakthrough. I can read your lips, and I can't repeat any of that on the radio, but I don't hear him quite yet. So anyways, back to Newsweek, the source of this information. Of the 15 transgender athletes competing in high school sports, only two are transgender girls. Again, according to an article by the Associated Press, one of the transgender athletes competed on a high school volleyball team. During a committee hearing, athlete Peyton McNabb told legislators how during a volleyball match in 2022, a transgender athlete hit a volleyball that hit McNabb in the head, allegedly leading to a concussion and a neck injury. McNabb spoke to legislators and told them that more people would come forward with stories like hers if the bill didn't pass. But not all Republican leaders, a few in Wisconsin, but not all Republican leaders believe in banning transgender athletes. Despite the nationwide push towards transgender athletes, some Republican states are ruling in favor of the athletes. In Indiana, Republican Governor Eric Holcomb became the first conservative governor to veto a ban on transgender athletes from competing in women's sports in 2022 after the state legislature was unable to prove that transgender athletes were competing unfairly. And shortly after Holcomb's ruling, Utah Governor Spencer Cox, also a Republican, vetoed a bill that would prohibit transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Here's what the Utah governor said. At the time of the bill's proposal in Utah, Politico reported that four transgender athletes out of 85,000 athletes competed in sports in state high schools in Utah. Four out of 85,000. And one of those 85,000 athletes was competing in a girls' sport. One transitioning male to female athlete was competing in a girls' sport. That was in the state of Utah. In a letter to the legislature, Cox, that again is the governor of Utah, wrote that although the conflicting science muddled his understanding of the topic, he wanted to err, and here are some words to live by, Dan Knodel, on the side of kindness, mercy, and compassion. Again, I quote the Utah governor, four kids who are just trying to find some friends and feel like they're part of something. Four kids trying to get through each day. Cox wrote in a letter, often also citing suicide rates amongst transgender youth. Again, quoting the Utah governor, rarely has so much fear and anger been directed at so few. I don't understand what they're going through or why they feel the way they do, but I want them to live. However, Holcomb's and Cox's actions constitute a minority. Let me say that again. A minority of Republican leaders. Many conservative lawmakers argue that if a transgender athlete identifies as a woman, they're still biologically male. That's what they would say, including Congressman Greg Stube. Retweet if you agree that biological men, all caps, don't belong in women's, all caps, sports. A pinned tweet at the top of Stube's Twitter profile said, the tweet has nearly 5,000 retweets. In a House hearing on this bill, Stube, well, of course he went to the only reliable source. He quoted the Bible. For thousands of years in human history, we have recognized as a species there are only women, and there are men who are obviously biologically different, and dare I say, even scientifically different. And even science agrees with this premise.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. Hollywood shutting down with actors now officially on strike Friday. Members of the Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA, will join screenwriters in the first joint strike in more than six decades, shutting down all production in the entertainment industry. This after unions could not come to an agreement with film and TV producers over higher pay, protections against the use of artificial intelligence, and streaming residuals.
The actors are on strike. They're on the picket lines as of today. They're out there, although they've been out there in support of the Writers Guild, but they are out there with their own signs, picketing all the studios, not working, shutting everything down. Although, again, because of the writer's strike that's been going on for the last more than 2 months, most production is shut down. In L.A., there's almost nothing going on.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Vermont is bracing for even more rain after deadly flooding battered the state this week. For the first time, a birth control pill will be available over-the-counter, the FDA approving O-Pill. This is ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know it. You're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That's right, it sucks.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lots of text love on this topic, Dom, whether or not Crudy should turn two-face on his Packer hometown beloved team and consider broadcasting the Chicago Bears on the Madison station. It seems foreign to say to me, but apparently there are something approaching 75, 78,000 Bears fans living in Dane County, according to the Chicago Bears. Consider the source. Not reliable, probably.
Now, what about the other, obviously, Milwaukee, biggest market in the state of Wisconsin. Do they have an affiliate playing out the Bears in Milwaukee already?
Well, there used to be a station that played the Bears, 780 a.m., I think it was. And now, the guy that owns WTMJ in Milwaukee, Craig Karmazin, Good Karma Brands, well, they bought ESPN, and they got the Bears rights on the station down there. But the guy that was calling me was definitely a guy out of Illinois. Here are a few of the thoughts I've been getting on the text line down. Where is it? Where is it? It was just here. Here's one. So you put clayfish on the air, but not the Bears? Joel or Rebecca? here's one. Crudy, some iHeart station based in Madison plays the Cubs. I know that to be fact. Good thing Civic Media is generally liberal. They don't care much about sports. CJ would probably quit listening on principle if you put the Bears on.
He can't get away. He can't stop listening.
If we chase CJ away by playing the Bears, that would pretty much seal the deal. Yeah. That'd be worth it at any cost. here's another one pointing that out. 1070 in Madison played out the Cubs last year. Bears used to be on 780, which you could hear all over the state. No longer. They're looking for a new home of the lowly Bears. It's a smart move like those dumbass Dan Kelly ads. Get your money, they say. And here's another one.
Receptive, the audience. Just dial these are things I'm thinking.
Do it, man. I know a lot of local fibs who would eat it up. Playing the Bears in Madison seems a little sacrilegious, but they need a radio home here in central Wisconsin, Dom. And, you know, I kind of like stirring the pot.
Well, you know, it's coming together, man. See, the Devil's Advocates, we're bringing people together.
Well, two games a year, they play Packers and Bears, right? So could you imagine if we, like, pitted our own stations against each other? Like Madison against Racine Kenosha and the other Packers affiliates? Because we would not have multiple Bears affiliates. If we do this beta test, it's going to be a small run, and we're going to see how it goes. But we could have fun, you know, first game of the season, Bears at Soldier Field. Last game of the season, Bears at Packers at Lambeau Field. See what I'm getting
at? Oh, so the season starts off Packers, Bears in Chicago, and then it ends with Bears in Green Bay. Gotcha.
It does. It does. So technically, we would be putting some form of the Packers broadcast.
Yeah, there's a couple of Packer games in there, Crudy. That's part of the mission,
some
right?
Some people would buy season tickets just to have the Ohio State game. Some people looking in the mirror, I'm considering that. I'm like, should I buy season tickets just for one game? Because I really want to go to one game. Ohio State. Badgers, that is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
a little more here, Crudy. Here's one from the lacrosse, our pal Dana. You got to give it to the Vikings before the Bears, at least the Vikings, are at least watchable.
Well, you wouldn't be watching them. You'd be listening. And then Casper, one of our employees, Chris Casper, has got a Vikings tattoo. I mean, he's like hardcore.
Oh, he's dedicated, right, for sure, man.
He said, no Vikings love, ? Well, I'm not sure where we would play the Vikings. Perhaps somewhere up in the Northwoods. Oh, yeah, here's someone asking. What's next, Vikings and Baldwin and Amory? Those are the Minnesota outmarkets where I play the Badgers. We're playing the Badgers there. Trying to play the Brewers, they won't give them to us up there. Don't want to give.
Have you considered? I mean, it's a good point from the texter. Have you considered Minnesota up there?
They haven't called me yet.
Call them, man. I mean,
844.
If you're going to entertain it, you may as well, you know, hell, man, the Lions. Right, let's get the Lions. And we get at least one fan listening.
Who would that be? You're fair weather at best.
Hey, they got a dome. It's easy to be a Lions fan.
844-967-2789. I think I mentioned I went up to the Minneapolis dome, the U.S. Bank Stadium. When they call that thing. It's Goliath. It's huge. Saw Red Hot Chili Peppers there Saturday night before Easter. And I don't care if I ever go back.
Oh, no. No? Why?
Well, first and foremost, I am a little uneasy in the nosebleeds that my wife selected for that particular concert. Good sight line, just way too high.
Oh, come on, man. We were in the back of Trump's inauguration on the top of the bowl. Man, we couldn't get any higher that day. You were fine. What are you talking about?
That was a smaller arena than this Minneapolis thing. I mean, three stories up in Minneapolis, you're a couple hundred feet off the ground. You feel high. And I don't mean the kind you smoke in a pipe. I mean, like, I didn't care for that feeling. I would not enjoy a football game if I feared stepping in or stumbling could kill me. Like, I didn't like going to the old Metrodome either. I liked
it. Okay, hang on. Come on. What about the Badgers? I mean, I know, you know, old man now, you don't just sit in the nosebleeds of the Badger game, but I'm sure at some point in your life, you've been up on the top of the Badger game, right?
Sure. And when jump around, oh, me and Scotty Hicks went to Ohio State Badger game. And this sounds very familiar to those of us that know Hicks, a college buddy of ours from lacrosse, but he was a big shot banker sort. And we're in the upper deck for Ohio State, and it wasn't a good showing for the Badgers. They often lose to Ohio State, but, you know, each year I still think this is the year. Well, anyways, Scotty Hicks decides he's going to go smoke a cigarette, and he leaves. And that's in the first quarter. And it's like the fifth quarter now. And
I haven't seen him since.
So I called his wife. And I'm embarrassed now because I'm like his ride and stuff, you know. And I've lost the man. I've lost him for a good three quarters. And, you know, a couple hours later after I did my own post-game tailgating and stopped at a few of the local watering holes, yeah, I called his wife and I said, did he make it home? And he did. But apparently
he ghosted you. He didn't say goodbye.
He apparently tried smoking in a non-smoking section and got thrown out of the stadium like right away. We had a good time, me and Hicks, before the game. And I had a good time after the game. I hope Hicks had a good time sleeping it off at home.
That sounds about right.
You know, Dom, there's going to be a higher sales tax in your city. I like partying in Milwaukee, man, but suddenly life's going to get 2% more expensive in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Got to do something, man. State's been sticking it to the economic driver of the state for years. So now we got to tax ourselves to try to get out of it.
But there's also people that just come to Milwaukee to spend a little money, drink a couple beers, come down to Summerfest.
We really want your money.
Well, maybe I'll stop coming, man. Maybe I'll invest my money closer to home because that 2% additional sales tax.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go watch the Brewers, man, if not in Milwaukee? Where are you going to watch
the Bucks? I'll listen to them on the radio on WISS. I'll listen to them on the radio.
That's not you going to go. You want to go to the game, man? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Summerfest? Where are you going to go to Summerfest? You don't come to Milwaukee. I mean, I get it, man. No one wants to pay higher taxes, but we also need to take care of our business, man.
What is Milwaukee going to start tagging me with a resort fee? Is it going to be going to Miami next?
You're right.
I went to South Beach and they tack like 18% onto everything.
Oh man, as long as they don't give you the convenience fees, you'll be okay. I mean, come on, man. This isn't Ticketmaster.
Well, it feels like it. The city of Milwaukee, and I saw the mayor, Chevy Johnson, was tweeting out a historic day celebrating the 2% increase in sales tax in the city of Milwaukee. My understanding, there could be a 0.4% county component. So if you're in the city, in the county, your sales tax will be 7.9%. Let's say I'm going up to the car dealer, Dom, buying a $50,000 ride. My taxation just went up over $1,000 on that tax. High retail item. You know, I wouldn't buy a truck, but maybe it's a car. Jeep.
Yes.
Got a
taxes.
Jeep.
Yes, they're applied to all the dollars you spend in the area on a sales tax. The math is the math. That's absolutely right.
Well, technically, it's not for a car. It would be where I garage the car. So you will pay a higher sales tax, but I could drive to a Milwaukee area dealership, and I'm going to pay the sales tax in Dane County because that's where I garage my car. So suck it to you, Dom. Not that you'd buy a new car, have that sweet Cadillac in the garage, but
a little bit here from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Common Council passes a 2% sales tax aimed at averting a financial crisis. A financial crisis, Crudy. What began as a tense and unpredictable day at Milwaukee City Hall Tuesday ended with the Common Council's backing of a 2% local sales tax by a wider margin than required. The critical vote offers the city a new revenue source to avert major service cuts in 2025, even as some council members said it would put additional financial pressure on residents living in poverty. No part of the process was easy, from the months-long negotiation with elected officials in Madison to local town halls and debate over a sales tax within the Common Council in the weeks since the state allowed city elected officials to enact it. Well, how very kind of you, the state. Even walking in Tuesday morning, Common Council President Jose Perez said he did not know how the vote would go. He told council members before the vote that the process to reach that point was challenging, unfair, and difficult at times. Afterward, Perez said he was a bit surprised it passed with more than the minimum 10 votes required. Ultimately, the tax passed with a 12 in favor and 3 opposed. A quote as a Perez gave to the Journal Sentinel, "I knew people were struggling and really weighing out the pros and cons, the ramifications, the impact of their vote. There were discussions just going on to the last minute."
You know, I'm just being contrarian here. I think it was a good thing, a necessary thing. No one wants to raise their own taxes. No politician wants to be on the record voting to increase their constituents' taxes unless it is a dire circumstance. And obviously, that's where Milwaukee finds themselves. The part that's galling to me is right-wing talk radio, of course, would characterize this as the mismanagement of Democrats, because Democrats have been in charge of Milwaukee for 50 years, all the way back to the socialist days, right?
Mm-hmm, the super socialists.
What they fail to mention is the Republican control for the last however many years since Scott Walker was elected governor, 2011, I think he took office. Well, during that time, we have had a broken revenue sharing system, and the city of Milwaukee drives the economic engine that is the state of Wisconsin, but only gets 67 cents back on the dollar. And even this most recent thing, you know, I was discussing this, and someone said to me, why do you have to characterize Republicans as being racist in regards to revenue sharing in Milwaukee and those things? Why would you blame them for being racist? I said, well, let's talk about the policy. The policy is different for Milwaukee than everywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. You live in Rhinelander, you get 20%. You live in La Crosse, you get 20%. Amory, Baldwin, 20%. Milwaukee, 15%. 15% increase. And we're going to set all these different standards. And the Common Council has to go and vote. Hell, if they had their way, Robin Voss would have forced the citizens to go to the polls on an off year to raise their own taxes so they could avert a financial disaster caused in no small part by Republican leadership in Madison that doesn't send the money back to Milwaukee. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We don't hate you. Or the Bears. Maybe we're turning a new leaf on the Bears. We'll see. 844.
We'll see.
967-2789.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 64. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, 86. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 65. Partly cloudy. Temperatures near average Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the low 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to follow us on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines at 844-967-2789.
More Trudy trashing, Bears loving smack talk on the text line today, Dom. I'm glad I brought this upon myself, this wrath of the Bears fans. They're quite encouraging. This one comes from our Ukrainian friend Kuchka. First, it's Justin Fields, Crudy. Not Jason something. Oh, did I call him Jason? I feel so bad. Win something and then I'll get it right. And then second point, hell yeah, put the Bears on the air. And third, where's my bumper sticker? Sincerely, Kuchka. Go Bears.
Airing the grievances early today.
Go Bears, says Kuchka. I am surprised at the amount of Bear love that we are getting. And many want us to play the Bears right here on the radio station. But Charlie Behrens, he could sever the partnership and friendship, man. I don't know if Charlie would tolerate that.
Oh, really? Okay. Is he a huge, Packers fan? Non-Bears fan?
Yeah.
What do you call him? Someone who's not a fan?
F the Bears.
Not a fan of the Bears?
Well, I like his comedy motto is F the Bears, I think. Say hi to your folks and F the Bears. Something like that. Charlie wouldn't let me the same.
Real quick, another one of the fine texters here. Crudy, no problem going to the Dells and paying their tourist tax, right? Question mark? That's a fine point, Crudy. What's this tax up in the Dells?
Whenever I am a tourist, I pay the touristy tax.
Yeah. Well, wherever you go, you're at the water, unless you live there, man.
Well, if you go to... do you pay the tourist tax at like McAllister's? My in-laws are in the Dells. I get dragged to the Dells because that's where the kids go to see grandma and grandpa. So
you get dragged. Come on. You love the pee pools, man. You go there all the time.
The water parks, as most people yeah. refer to them as. Oh, man. It bothers me when you call them that. The water slides.
Yes, the water adventure slides that the Dells is world known for.
The water slide capital of the world. And
they probably have, according to the texter, right, some additional taxes there, right?
Well, I can tell you, whenever I go to the Dells, I listen to the Max 99.7 FM. Yeah. But I also go and eat at a local restaurant I like, McAllister's. I don't think I get tagged for a secondary resort tax, do I? But I know when I was in Miami, at least when I was on the Strip, you'd go to a restaurant, you're paying another 18% resorts. I mean, everything was just...
Yes.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yes. Add it up. So we're not that bad in Milwaukee, especially when you can't compare it to other places like that.
Well, if the weather was the same as South Beach, I'd say same, but the weather's
I noticed you're not in South Beach right now, Crudy. I mean, Wisconsin summers are the place to be at right now, man. That's where the only place to be is Wisconsin.
Well, Ron DeSantis is still the governor of Florida. you know, I'll visit, but I'm not going to stay very long.
I mean, things sound like they're getting a little rough down there.
In Florida or the DeSantis campaign?
People leaving, you know, conferences and whatnot, you know, tourism going down because of the, you know, stances politically taken by the governor and his Republican allies.
You know what? When I hear stuff like that, it makes me angry.
Do you get angry?
I get, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I get occasionally angry. And when we come back in the happy hour, Dom, I'm going to tell you what else makes me angry. You know, there's new reporting out about our president, the current one.
What? Not the current one? I mean,
not the
Trump?
MAGA one.
Not okay. So, you know, he says he's still the president and he won Nevada both
times. Twice.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, we've all known that Trump's got a little bit of a, let's just call it a angry, volatile streak. But there's new reporting out that Joe Biden has got both a profane and an angry streak, Dom. I would not have guessed this about Joe Biden. You know, angry kid Joe? I mean,
grumpy old men? I mean, that's a great movie. And I mean, listen, I am one, if not for the FCC regulation under which I am speaking now, I swear all the time. It's one
Absolutely
of my things.
You do. You do. There, you are a profane MF-er.
I am. And like I tell my kids, I'm not a role model. And I get it in certain
You are not a role model.
In certain professional situations, you don't want to be like that. But, you know, sometimes.
Name one. When is it not acceptable?
Well, I think when you're in a professional situation, you have you know, an environment of people, you know, organizationally, right? You know, in a professional environment, generally that kind of behavior is going to be frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? I'm very rarely
the profane or the angry, because I want to know, should I be checking myself here? Because I like to be both.
Yes, Grudy. You should always be checking yourself. Yes. And I need to do that as well, because it's more than just you and me in a room sometimes. You know what I mean?
Why is it that we permit each other to be both profane and angry? Within the context of our friendship, we are very angry and profane at one another.
Yes, we are.
And yet we hug it out. We bro.
Well, of course. Well, that's because we have the relationship, man. It doesn't matter because it's not taken personally. And we say some things that some people to each other, some people might take personally. I don't take it personally. And I don't think you take it personally. It's kind of the fun, the ribbing part of it. And swearing is just swearing. I mean, I get it. I appreciate the FCC to a degree. I have to dig a little deeper to come up with the, you know, same meaning. But I would just say, as we get into some of this discussion in the next hour, If the Republicans are going to be the ones that are critical, you know, look at their guy, man. I mean, really? Donald Trump is your guy in this? And then you're going to compare and say, oh, my God, Joe Biden, he's the reporting. He says MF-er and says these things and he's angry. Come on. I mean, Donald Trump, you're the reporting of Donald Trump throwing stuff against the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Let the ketchup hit the wall on a regular basis.
And this is what he does. I mean, this guy is like a professional troll. And look what he did to the Republican Party. Now they're all just a bunch of trolls. I mean, they're just like, who can out-troll each other? There's no policy. It's insult politics. Let's get to them. You know, like, come on, man. So, I get it. And I personally, don't give a damn, Crudy. I don't care if you swear. I swear. I have no problem with people swearing.
Jeff,
I don't care if you get angry. I get angry. People get angry. Those things happen in life.
Jeff from Shorewood texted in, claims, I dropped an F-bomb in a job interview. Got the job.
You're right. Come on, man. Sure.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. Well, try not to swear.
Try not to.
Or get terribly angry or set a bad example. But remember,
we'll see.
We are not role models. Certainly not that guy. Come back the happy hour. We might get angry. Never can tell.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to Wichita.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side
ABC News.